The streets of Rome are filled with rubble. Ancient footprints are everywhere. You can almost think that you're seeing double. On a cold, dark night on the Spanish stairs. Hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date with a pretty little girl from Greece. She promised she'd be there with me when I paint my masterpiece. Hours we'd spend inside the Colosseum, dodging lions and wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, I could hardly stand to see them. Yes, it sure has been. Big police. But someday everything's gonna be different when I paint that masterpiece.
Hey, Fitz. Touch it, slut!
Get there.
See my dad!
Guess what happened today, guys? Can you, any of you guess? The Ewens fucked up big time. Instead of watching them all like they're supposed to, they let a goddamn pervert come and show his fucking cock to around 15 people. So good job, guys. You fucked up big.
Y'all hurt Ronnie. And nobody hurts Ronnie.
Now apologize to me.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I want you to say that like you mean it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That sounded like the last one.
Guys, I need you to step it up.
Okay.
You two guys, if you want this, if you want to experience what this is, I'm going to need to see a lot more than I'm seeing right now.
You will.
Get the fuck out of my face, guys. Thank you, man. That was great.
My pleasure, man.
I'm standing here at Forest Ridge Mall, where earlier today a man exposed himself to several women before fleeing the scene. I'm here with Ronnie Barnhart, one of the security guards here at the mall,
who can hopefully... You fucked up, ma'am. I'm the head of mall security. You should do that again and say it right.
Officer Barnhart... Right. Is there any information you can shed on this situation?
You're just going to keep going even though you fucked up my title? Okay. I'm standing here with this doctor...
Oil-free foundation. She was like, I don't know, I want to moisturize. I was like, no!
Oh, shit. What were you guys talking about? What were you saying to each other?
So, Ronnie, what is it you stopped by for?
Well, I'm sure you heard about this, but we had a pervert sexually assault several women in the mall parking lot.
Oh, really? A pervert?
Yeah. So, you know, I just thought I'd tell you, you know, just be careful watching your comings and your goings and whatnot.
Do you think we're going to be safe?
Yeah, Bruce, I think you'll be just fine. Bruce wants to know if he'll be safe. I should warn the pervert that Bruce is out there. Look at me, I'm Bruce. Look, is the pervert going to get me? I'm just fucking with you, Bruce.
I think, Ronnie, that I am, I'm going to be just fine.
Everyone thinks they're fine. Tell someone put something in them they don't want in them.
Okay, well, I guess it's probably time to...
Okay, well, see you guys. Have fun doing your thing. Alrighty. What? Oh, okay. I thought I heard you.
So, Ronnie, you talked to Mark about lifting that firearms restriction?
Oh, yeah, we should be good soon, but technically it's still pending.
The AS-50 just came out.
No way.
Semi-auto, 5 rounds, removable magazine, 33 inches long. You know, I mean, it'd be perfect for, like, you know, the back of the golf cart. The new model 1216 carries 20 rounds of 12-gauge shotgun shells.
Wait. It holds 20 rounds? I thought it was only 18.
No, 20.
You're confirming for sure
that
it's 20?
Yes, I'm confirming 20. That's confirmed, yes.
Well, guys, we got tasers, we got mace. It's not bad. I guess that'll have to do for now, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, still, it'd be so much cooler if we were able to carry guns. I mean, guns are worthless. Nasty.
Deliver a personal message to this perverted individual. Nice sucker punch today. You show up again and you see what the f*** happens, okay? I will murder you! I will f***ing murder you!
Well, no comment
You're
was made...
You're dead!
No comment was made as to the identity of the assailant.
I use mace and tasers.
As the story develops.
Ronnie, I'm so proud of you.
You really think I did good?
Hell yes. You're just your father. You're just you're great. Great.
You're just drunk.
No. You did good. You scared me. You're scary.
You know, Mom? I got a confession to make. Might sound bad, but part of me thinks that this disgusting pervert is the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, this is a real case. This is my chance just to be great. I swear on my soul I'm gonna catch this guy. I'm gonna get him. Oh, I'm tired. Barnhart, head of security here at the mall. I noticed your sign. I would like to claim one of your free cups of coffee, please.
Let me just get that for you.
Thank you very much. So you're new here? I don't remember someone with a leg working here.
Yeah, I just started last week. Then I had to get ankle surgery, so I have a protein deficiency.
Oh, wow.
Could you keep your traffic area
clear.
Sorry.
Always.
I disagree with his methods, but that is a fire hazard.
Is there really a pervert here?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, there is.
That's scary.
Not for me so much, you know. It's actually kind of my job to put myself in harm's way to protect weaker people such as yourself who are, you know, crippled in the leg and whatnot.
Oh, my cast is going off in like a month.
I do it so other people can sleep well at night. Meanwhile, I'm up all night fighting demons. Just screaming bloody murder, waking up with nosebleeds, night terrors, finding myself a mile from home with bloody feet and a gun in my hand. I have no idea how I got there, but pound for pound, I would say there's not one human being in this whole mall that deserves this coffee as much as myself.
Wow.
I'll be seeing you around, get more of this, maybe a free cinnamon bun or something like that.
I'll be here.
Stay safe, ma'am.
Super free, trash, nasty speed, smoke, walking dirty, talking, make all the boys weed. With a voice that make them come, so I've been told. I got rough sex hair, and I pussy made a goal. Always whispering, he's shivering and grabbing on his dick. I can tell him what it looks like, I can tell him what it is. I'm only showing mine if he's showing me his. If it's erected and impressive, my pussy is a gift. You know it's till you want to bottle it, open up and swallow it.
Touch Daddy's dick.
Ah! It was horrible. It just keeps playing over and over in my head. Like someone pressed stop. It's on repeat.
Are you okay, Brandy?
Physically, yes. Psychologically, no.
Brandy! Perimeter! You okay? Jesus Christ, I came as soon as I heard. I'm so sorry. Out of everyone I should have been protecting you, look, this is not your fault.
Ronnie, can you do me a favor and get her down to my office so the police can talk to her in private when they arrive?
Roger, no problem. Let's go, Randy.
I obviously can't walk. I'm in shock.
Okay. Of course you are. You don't have to walk.
Detectives, can you give us a statement as to the identity of the pervert?
No comment.
Just stay with me, Randy. Just stay. Look, just stay with me. No, it was horrible. Just don't think about his penis.
Hi, your secretary told me to come in. I'm Detective Harrison, Conway Police.
Mark Peoples, I manage them all. This is Brandy. She's the one who saw the deviant.
Hey, Brandy. How you doing? You okay?
I'm pretty shaken up.
Randy, I'm here to tell you that we're going to work together to make sure we catch the guy that did this.
Okay.
Ronnie Barnhart, head of mall security, chief inspector on the case. This is my lieutenant, Dennis.
Hey, gentlemen. Did you get a look at the guy?
Yes.
Do you remember anything specific? Was he tall, short, black, white, color of hair?
He was white.
Okay.
Tall. Uh-huh. Chubby. And blonde.
Like pretty blonde or?
And ugly blonde.
Oh, he had ugly blonde. You know what? I think this is good enough for now. All right? I think the best thing to do at this point is I'm going to go talk to the other ladies who saw the guy.
Ha!
What? Now what?
Are you embarrassed saying that stuff? It's just so much like a cop. It's paperwork. It's procedures. What I want to know is who's going to protect Brandy. It's clear to me she's been targeted here.
Why are you saying that? What gives you that impression?
A, she's the prettiest girl in this entire mall and maybe the world. B, it's clear that this pervert is some kind of sociopathic genius who plans on coming back here and finishing what he started by murdering Brandy.
Oh, my God. Is that going to happen?
No, it's not gonna happen.
He's gonna murder you, Brandy.
No, it's
oh
not.
Oh my God!
It's not gonna happen.
Die?
No, no,
you
no. I have to get going. Okay, I'm gonna give you my card here. Call me when you aren't working. Are you coming out to the station? And we'll go through some mugshots. Don't worry. All right. Look, your hair's all messy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Detective. I feel a lot better.
Yeah, we all feel a lot better. Thanks a lot, Detective.
All right, have a nice day.
One question.
What the fuck was that, Mark?
What are you talking about, Ronnie?
You're gonna let some fucking hotshot punk come in here and take my fucking case?
I just want this whole thing to be over as soon as possible, okay?
I'm beginning to feel a little goddamn underappreciated around here, you sellout.
Ding! Okay.
This is my case. Not yours. Not his. It's mine.
Okay, so everybody listen up, okay? Ronnie has a very important announcement. It's been a tough day for him. It's been tough on his spirit. So everybody just be very respectful.
Thank you, Dennis. Listen, you are all under strict orders to do everything in your power to bring down this pervert. You are to report to me and only me. But most importantly, you do not say a word about this to the police, okay? Forget the police. I'm in charge of this.
You know I've got to get back to work soon because I'm still technically employed by Olander's.
He's not even officially on the team yet. He thinks he's got it all figured out. Here's how this is going to break down. Dennis, you're my second in command. You're my right-hand man.
Thank you very much. I've always wanted that position, but I didn't want to put the extra pressure on a friendship, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Ewens, you guys are my infantry. You're expendable. One of you dies, God gave me another one.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Charles, your position is that of a student.
Are we going to be getting paid extra for this? Because it seems like this was completely separate from...
Let me ask you something. How much did they get paid to storm Normandy? How much did King Arthur get paid to kill Merlin? How much did they get paid to invent television? Nothing. They did it because they knew it was right. Now everyone put your hands in for a unifying cheer. Looking at you, Charles.
This is a lot for me to take in. I'm not sure that I'm up for this.
Don't be scared.
I'm not scared.
Use my strength.
What?
On three. One, two, three. Special Elite Task Force.
Evidence. Bag it and tag it. Get it to my office.
I'm Detective Harrison, Conway Police, and I need to ask you a few questions, okay? Have you noticed anything suspicious going on around here? Someone who might have maybe been hanging around the place that you've never seen before, what we call casing the place?
Nothing really.
Suspicious? No? What about coworkers? Any disgruntled employees? Someone who might have been complaining excessively about the job? Anything like that?
No more than usual.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, well, good. Good, thank you, Sarah.
One second, Chief. Ronnie Barnhart, head of mall security. Who robbed the shoe store?
No, I need you to wait out in the hallway.
I really don't know who did it.
Detective Harrison here seems to be a little too blinded by your beauty to ask you the right questions. Who robbed the shoe store? Who the fuck robbed this shoe store?
That's okay. Sarah, thank you for your help. I appreciate it, okay?
¿Qué pasa, Ramón?
Este señor me está... quiere hablar conmigo, pero no lo entiendo, no sé en inglés.
¿Cómo?
No sé lo que quieren, yo les ayudo cualquier cosita. Yo llegué al trabajo y aquí viene un señor y quiere preguntarme cosas, pero no lo entiendo.
Wow. Sí. This guy fucking did it.
What did he say?
I don't know, I don't speak Spanish, but you know, you look at his face, his inflections, the tone of his voice, look at his eyes.
Lo siento, señor, pero no lo entiendo.
I know who did it.
You do, do you?
Yeah. Big time.
All right, who did it, Ronnie?
Check it out.
I have some sensual salts available also. Do you know what those are? That's when you want to take a little bubble bath.
Gonna cover your little breasts with some bubbles.
Excuse me, I'm Detective Harrison, Conway Police.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I wasn't touching her in a bad way or anything. Yeah, just...
Somebody robbed a shoe store last night, and I'm just asking around to see if anybody noticed anything.
All right, you need to get the fuck out of here. Let's move.
Have you noticed any suspicious characters hanging around the mall? Maybe somebody looked like they were casing the place, anything like
no,
that?
No, I haven't seen shit.
What's up, Saddam?
The fuck do you want, Ronnie?
I want you to face the fucking music is what I want.
I have a restraining order against you, so why don't you take this opportunity to back the fuck up?
Ronnie, come on, let's go.
You're fucking my case up, Harrison.
Right, you said you had proof. He's got a restraining order against you? Let's go.
This motherfucker, look at him. That's all the proof I need.
That's racist, man.
Race has nothing to do with this. You fit the profile.
Oh, just like I fit the profile for the pervert?
How do I know you're not the pervert?
My dick is brown, you dumb motherfucker.
Let's go.
What you should do is arrest this fucking clown. He comes here and harasses me like every day. Last week he comes here and tells me that he's discovered my plot to blow up the Chick-fil-A. Why the fuck would I blow up Chick-fil-A? It's fucking delicious.
Okay. Come on, let's go.
I'll go.
Let's go.
But not before I tell you I got your fucking number. So you should know that I know that you did that shit.
Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you.
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 Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Ronnie.
Fuck you, Saddam Hussein of Iraq.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
So, find anything?
I found out quite a bit, actually.
Like what?
A few clues, nice little list of suspects, and I think the answer to the whole damn case.
We didn't find anything.
Also found out that Detective Harrison over here, not quite the detective he makes himself out to be. Also, interesting news, not really enough room for two cooks in this kitchen.
You're not a cook.
I'm a cook. And I'm serving up justice.
You're a security guard.
Hot plates of justice.
That's it, you motherfucker! All day, I'm listening to your bullshit! We didn't find anything today because of you! You fucked up my investigation and you wasted my time! Now I gotta come back to this shithole to interview the people who might have actually done the crime! I hate you! I hate you so much, you fucking faggot! And newsflash, you're a fucking rent-a-cop! You might think you're a real cop, but you're not. You know why? Because you're a fucking retard!
Use your inside voice, you know? You can all hear.
Is there a recruitment office?
It sure is. Come on in, take a seat.
Okay.
How can I help you?
I was actually looking to inquire as to exactly what it takes to become a police officer like yourself.
Are you interested in joining the force?
It's kind of curious, mostly. Why? Do you see something in me?
There are several steps that you have to complete in order to be eligible for police academy.
Lay them on me.
Physical evaluation.
Done.
Psychological tests.
Easy.
And a background check.
Boom.
Now, if someone's interested in police work, I usually recommend a ride-along first.
A ride-along?
That's right. It's where you actually ride along with a real police officer during a routine patrol.
Ask a question, get an answer. You guys got a hell of a system down here. Thank you for your time, sir.
All right, well, if you're interested, I can give you the forms to take home so you can get that background check started.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah, might as well take those out.
There you go.
Perfect. Morning, Nell.
Hey, Ronnie. Cream and sugar, right?
That's right. I don't mean to insult you in any way. Did you do something different with the coffee?
No, it's same as always.
Different roast?
Mm-mm. You want me to make you a new one?
No, it's okay. It's a little different, I guess. Probably just feel weird. I filled out those police application forms last night. Probably just threw me off a bit, you know?
You applying to be a police officer?
Did I say that out loud? Totally slipped out. Don't tell anyone. I just don't really want it getting out there, you know?
I won't.
Okay.
But I think you should know that there's no shame in going after your dreams. So few people do it. And I think you should keep doing it no matter how many people laugh at you.
Who's laughing at me? No one laughs at me. If anything, I laugh at other idiots who are trying to do what they want. No one laughs at me for trying to do, you know, my destiny. That's not how this works.
Sorry about that, Ronnie.
Save your stories for someone sad. Put your stories in a sack and give them to someone who needs them. Not me. See you later, Nell. Thanks for this. Hello, Detective
Whoa!
Harrison.
The fuck? You scared the shit out of me, Ronnie. What the fuck are you doing here?
Here for my ride-along, you know? I figure you can come into the mall, you can try to steal my shine. It's only fair I get to do the same to you, man.
Ronnie, I need you to get the fuck out of the car now.
You can do. Every citizen is allowed a ride-along, and I am well within my rights, plus taking the liberty of clearing this with the captain, so here's the part where I tell you that payback's a bitch, and the only thing really left to say after that is boom.
You want to see what I do?
I would love nothing more than to see what you think you do.
I'll show you. See that corner there, Ronnie?
Yeah, I see it.
That corner, it used to be the worst corner in this whole city. It's nicknamed the Crossroads.
Oh, shit. I've actually heard of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Myself and the other officers, we worked for years on cleaning it up. It hasn't been easy. I mean, we still patrol the area to keep our presence up.
Totally understand that. I use the same technique in the mall.
Sure you do. I usually do the foot patrols myself. I'm going to let you do it tonight. No, Ronnie, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot. This is my way of making it up to you. What do you say?
I mean, honestly, I'm touched. That's really, really nice of you. I'd love to. It'd be an honor, sir. I won't let you down.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'll get to it.
Go get him.
Okay. Kids, no horseplay. Get on home. It's late.
Hey, play. Looking for that crack?
Am I looking for that crack? As in crack cocaine? You just offered to sell me a Schedule 1 narcotic. That's a felony. That's 5 to 10 years. Boom! You're under citizen's arrest.
Let's go, motherfucker!
I will not let you go, motherfucker!
Fuck you!
You are gonna learn things in jail you didn't know existed. Just gotta wait for my partner to get back. Should be any second.
Get your hands off him!
What?
You heard me? That's my son, motherfucker.
What, this little guy right here?
This is my motherfucking seed right here. You see, I got him on my motherfucking chest.
I see that.
I just gonna tattoo any motherfucker on my chest. This is my lifeline, my legacy.
Well, I hate to be the one to break this to you because you seem to love him. Seems as though your son just tried to sell me an illegal drug.
Rico just tried to sell you some drugs.
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit. Ain't that some crazy shit?
That's fucked up.
That's crazy. That's not too crazy, though. Because he works for me, you stupid motherfucker.
More bad news. You're going to need to find yourself a new employee, because I'm taking him downtown.
Oh, for real? Well, you're going to need to find a new motherfucking head.
You're right. You're free to go, kid. Good luck with the crack. Have a good life.
Yeah, get home, Rico. Do your motherfucking homework. Rico, get home.
So I'll catch you guys later. Thank you very much.
Waste of time?
Motherfucker, don't tell me what to do. How many motherfuckers have you killed? None. I've killed two, so shut the fuck up.
I'll do it, okay? Oh, God.
You gonna start crying?
Just don't do it.
Oh, look at little bitch.
This is a mistake, okay? Just don't do it.
You know what I should do? Should make you suck this gun like a dick. And when it comes, it's gonna blow your brains all over the street.
Look at your heart.
I'm gonna pop a cap in his ass right now.
I'm motherfucking believable. You gonna seriously sit here and fucking talk to me?
Damn, man.
Yeah, you just say what?
I cannot believe you took him to the fucking crossroads. See, that's ridiculous.
Trust me, you would have done the same thing. I mean, it's bad enough that I had to spend the whole day with him at the mall, but now he's going to show up at my fucking job?
Well, he's probably going to get killed.
Good, I hope he does get killed. Fuck him, I don't care. I'm telling you, I hate this guy. I hate him more than...
Sit the fuck down, do you hear me? You sit the fuck down! Don't fucking talk back to me. Fuck, I thought.
Asshole. You... I know what you did.
You set me up. You left me out there. That's all there is to it. Admit it!
Yeah. I set you up. What are you gonna do about it, huh? Ronald? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna thank you.
What are you talking about? You're gonna thank me?
I knew you wanted to see if I had the chops to become a police officer, and I did it, man. I did it. And there are six dead crackheads that can confirm that. Thank you, Detective Harrison. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for believing in me.
I don't know what to say, Ronnie.
Shh. Don't say anything. Your actions, they say more than words ever could. I always wanted to be a cop. I didn't want to admit it, but you knew. You knew.
Okay.
Anymore. Seeing Ronnie Barnhart around here. Boom! Fuck you!
Cadets, ready!
I've been so long. You've been so long. We've been so long. Trying to work it out. I ain't got long. You ain't got long. We gotta know.
Are you running, girl?
You scared the shit out of me!
You want to ride your car or what, huh?
Well, move over.
Brandy. Brandy, Brandy, Brandy. Okay, Brandy, I'm going to lay out a scenario for you. You, me, free dinner. You fill in the rest with the answer yes.
There's my car.
Huh? What?
Where are you going?
What? Sorry, the brakes. Or someone cut the brakes.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop. I'm just joking. I can't stop, but I'm not going to unless you agree to go to dinner with me. Someone better say yes and tell me what they want to eat for dinner.
Fine, motherfucker. All right, pick me up next Friday night.
It's a date.
No, it's not a fucking date. Just don't tell anybody. Oh.
You don't.
Listen, okay? I've told you, if you're going to sit up here, you gotta keep this counter clean.
No, I can't reach that far.
Give me that far, because of my thing. If only I had a stick or something that would extend my reach, like the 8 stick-like objects that are behind this counter. Think outside the box.
I'm so sorry, Roger. I'm gonna do better. I'm sorry.
Oh, 2 sorries. Like, oh, I thought those would clean the counter, but they don't. Because I guess I'm fucking dumb.
Cup of Joe, please.
Hey, Ronnie.
Something wrong?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Notice you wear a ring on your finger. Are you married by any chance?
This ring? No, I'm not married. It's, I'm married to God. It just means that I'm waiting for marriage before I'm with a man.
So you're a virgin?
Technically, I'm a born-again virgin. I mean, we've all been to Beach Week, right? I mean, so yeah, I'm a virgin again. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason. Well, actually, got kind of a hot date tonight with Brandy over the makeup counter. You know, so I thought if you were married, you might have some insight into relationships. You could maybe tell me what I should wear on a date. But you know what? Never mind. What you just said is kind of weird. And I don't really think you're the best person to be giving me advice on this. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's been a while, sorry.
But coffee's delicious. Should get married to this. Okay, well, thank you.
No problem. Hey, Ronnie?
Yeah?
I think you should dress like yourself.
Yeah, again, like I said, not the best person to be giving advice on this. So.
Come on, Ronnie, just get out here.
He's too tight in the butt.
Well, let me see. Ronnie, you look so handsome.
You know, they all look like a phony.
Heavens, no. This girl's gonna be knocked on her socks.
It's kind of a cool outfit, I guess.
Way cool. This girl must be really special.
Oh, God, she is, Mom. She's the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
You know, I remember when your father picked me up for our first date. I swear, he was the most handsome man I'd ever laid eyes on. I knew right then and there that I would fuck him that night and end up marrying him.
I sure hope that happens to me tonight.
Oh, it will, Ronnie. I just know it.
Mom? Why did Dad leave?
Well, he kind of freaked out when you were born. I mean, you had so many special needs. Just couldn't handle the pressure. One day you just couldn't take it anymore.
Do you think it was my fault that Dad left?
Definitely. I love you, Ronnie.
I love you, too.
Mm-mm.
See you later, sweet tits.
Fuck you, Tyler. God.
Why, hello.
What are you doing here?
We were supposed to have dinner tonight.
I forgot.
It's okay. I didn't.
Yeah, well, it's pretty late.
I made several dinner reservations, so we'll get a table no matter what.
Well, I gotta pee first.
Okay.
You want me to come? Should I, yeah, I'll just wait out here.
Wow, that was impressive. You dry. I like to drink fast, too, so.
Okay, wait, watch this. Nurse! Nurse! Can I get another? Wait, this is on you, right?
Oh, yeah, I got it all. I got it all.
Nurse, 4 shots of tequila, okay? I think it's really funny to call a waitress a nurse.
Nurse. So, Brandy, I'm just dying to know, how much do you love working in this mall?
Oh, God, I hate that shit.
Me too. I fucking hate it.
I mean, I just listen to bitching all day long. I, like, do makeup on these fat-ass women. And you know what? Like my mom always said, you can polish a turd, but it's still a piece of shit.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's fucking mall, you know?
That is such an incredible journey that you must be going on.
Oh, hold up. All right. What the fuck is that?
There's nothing. What? There's nothing.
Let me see. Don't be stingy. Come here.
It's a pill I'm supposed to take.
Oh my God, where did you get these?
From my doctor.
Clonazepam. That's the good shit. I'm impressed. I did not think you partied like that.
God, do I ever party? I party like this every 4 to 6 hours.
Can I have one?
Really?
Come on, please. Come on. Ronnie, come on.
You know what? You can just take the whole thing. Take all of them. I don't think I need them anymore, you know? Everything is going great in my life right now, just like it is with you, and I have this cop thing. Those pills just kind of keep me here, but right now, you know? But I just need to... You know, that's what I need right now. I'm on this. And those stop me from doing that, so consider those my gift to you, Brandy.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, anything. Anything.
I thought this dinner was gonna suck.
Me too. Why?
I was like, okay, weird guy at the mall asking me out. Oh my God. But now I got a whole new script. Thank you.
All right.
Shots. Yeah, shots. Down that hatch. Those here.
To eternal life. Together.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay.
Come on, bitch. Oh my God, that burns so good. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, again.
You are so fucking gorgeous.
Take your brain.
Amazing, and I think I gotta say congratulations. We made it to the next level, you know? We did it together.
I'm so fucking giving.
Oh, God. You okay?
I think I need a mint or something. My breath tastes like shit.
Brandy. I accept you.
Hang your brain up in the sky. Remember me, 'cause I'm the one made to see.
Randy! Randy!
Randy?
Why are you stopping, motherfucker?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Okay, Ronnie. Today I'll be giving you a psychiatric evaluation to determine if you're competent to enter into the police academy. So let's start with your background. Where are you from?
Born and raised right here, actually.
Oh, local boy. Okay. And, Ronnie, do you have any history of depression or psychosis or anything like that?
Yeah, but nothing really worth mentioning. Just a little bipolar disorder, not a big deal.
Oh, well, are you taking any prescription medications?
I am pleased to announce that I am currently off all prescription medication.
Congratulations. Why did the doctors take you off?
They didn't.
How are you feeling?
Great, actually. I met a girl. We're in love. So that is very good. This close to catching this pervert, catching a robber, just generally becoming the man. So at this point in my life, I just really feel like I could destroy some motherfuckers.
Okay, I'm just going to write that down.
Yeah, write it on down.
Okay, why do you want to become a police officer?
That's the big question now, isn't it? I have a dream. Most nights. It starts on a playground. There's kids, you know, swinging, they're laughing, there's dogs barking, there's butterflies just flapping their little wings. And then you hear a rumbling. And over the horizon comes a black cloud. And it's made of cancer and pus. And it starts sweeping over the playground. And everyone starts screaming and clawing their eyes, pulling at their hair and saying, "Help, what do we do?" You know what happens next? Out steps me, wielding the biggest fucking shotgun you've ever seen in your life. And you know what I do? I blow every fucking thing away. And I am getting God's work done. And when it's all over and the dust is settled, the whole world gathers below me. They say, "Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you for helping, being a great man, doing this for us." You know what I say? "You don't need to thank me. I'm just a guy with a gun. I'm just a cop."
Okay. That should do it. Thank you for your time, Mr. Barnhart.
I think you mean Officer Barnhart. Bow, bow, bow.
So, Ronnie.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie Barnhart got called up to the big leagues.
Finally gonna get to carry a gun and everything.
That's awesome, Ronnie.
Ronnie, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Mom, and thanks for this cake. It's incredible.
It's a gun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're my little baby. I'm so happy for you. I think the White House could be the next stop. I mean, I think it could be that big, Ronnie.
I think so, too.
I'm so happy for you, man.
For your tears.
Well, thank you, Brown Eyes. You know, when Ronnie was in high school, I used to fuck all his friends.
Okay, Mom. Don't hit the penis.
Oh,
well,
damn.
He's icing right there.
Yeah, that's some icing right there. Yeah, I think you spilled more on it, probably.
And it will tingle just a little bit. You get used to it.
Ronnie, wait.
gonna give it away.
It's gonna be funny. I know.
Watch. Yeah, come in.
What's up, brother?
Hey, honey.
Is it going, amigo?
Have a seat. How you doing?
I'm great. This is nice. Yeah.
I don't usually do this kind of thing. But I wanted to be the one to give you the news. And to see your face when you found out.
Very good, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
We're not going to be able to let you join the academy.
That's not possible. So, yeah, that's not true.
It seems you had a little trouble passing the minimum requirements.
Did I fail one of the tests?
Ronnie, actually, you did. You failed the psychological exam.
I remember she put a big A-plus on it, and I passed, yeah. And that was me. So, yeah, no, I passed that.
Really?
I passed the shit out of it.
It says right here. So Mr. Barnhart shows warning signs of delusion. Allowing him to join the force at this time puts his life and the lives of others in jeopardy.
I don't see how this is possible.
You got problems.
You know, we can handle this. We can figure this out.
I know this is hard to hear.
So, I thought this was going to be kind of funny, but it's actually kind of sad, so... I'll catch you later, Harrison.
So, I tried talking to them. There's just no way they're gonna let you in. Your dreams of becoming a police officer just aren't gonna happen.
Here, toast it up, my brake broke.
Oh, boop.
Uh-oh. Bam, right into the friggin' fryer. You know what, she would go head first in the fryer.
Hey. I thought you were gonna go work for the police.
You know, I made it, and I tried it out for a few days, and I just decided it wasn't for me, so I decided to come back here. I don't want to talk about it.
No problem, Ronnie. Hey, you want a cup of coffee?
No. No, I don't think I do. No offense to you, but I'm gonna have to refuse your coffee. You know, coffee seems disgusting to me. In fact, right now, I don't think I want anything less in the whole wide world than a cup of your coffee, so no thank you. Okay, you know, on second thought, maybe I'll have a cup of coffee.
Roger's so mean to me.
Who's Roger?
The manager. He hates me because I can't walk. And he talks about me with that girl all the time. They talk about how lazy I am. Well, you know what? I'm not lazy. The only reason I'm sitting in this chair is because of my leg. I don't want to quit and I can't because I don't have any money. For the doctor bills and insurance and stuff. I'm sorry.
Hey, you can't come back here.
Get in there!
No,
get in there! Get in there! You like making fun of people?
I don't.
You like making fun of people? You say one more thing and now I'm gonna fucking murder you! You too! Never here, okay?
Okay.
know, it's really good to have him back.
Hey! What the hell are you doing? Huh? Oh, come on, you're putting food on my car.
Seriously,
what are you
please,
doing?
I'm just try and calm down.
Louder,
calm down. Please.
Calm the fuck down!
Hey, fuck you, okay? Okay, I'm okay, a okay, business okay, owner. Okay. If you don't take this food off my car, I'm gonna start whipping some ass up in here.
Take out your taser.
You have no right to put a taser on me.
Are take
you
out your fucking I'm taser, Charles.
Honey, all right, you are it.
Fuck! How hard is that? It's the easiest thing on earth.
I got another one right here, motherfucker!
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie, how's it going?
Think we found something might cheer you up?
Yeah, it's a clue in the pervert case.
We found it next to the dumpsters.
You okay, Ronnie? I expected a little bit more of a reaction.
I'm not okay, Charles. And... unfortunately, no. This picture of a penis does not cheer me up.
Okay, you guys, we should probably go get to work. Something. All right, Ryan, we'll just take it easy.
I don't know what's happening to me, Dennis. I feel like I'm losing it. Change is coming. I used to think I was the only thing between the light and the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I realize now? This is who I am.
Hmm.
Take me in, Dennis. Don't look away.
Ronnie, can you please take the dick off your face? See, I'm real glad that you opened up to me. Because it makes me, like, open up my heart. You know what I'm saying? And, like, share the stuff that's been happening to me. Because I used to be like you. I fell into that world of pretend. And that's where you gotta smarten up and cut somebody sometimes. You might think that I float, you know, maybe even walk on water and stuff. But I'm here to tell you that sometimes I drink out of a volcano. I know how to deal with the system. I know how to fuck with it. I just gotta ask you, Ronnie, are you willing to accept what I have to teach? Do you want me to show you the way?
Show me the path.
Can I lead you, please?
Lead me.
I'm gonna put you in my pocket.
Guide me.
You're in my hands.
When do we start?
Right now.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Ronnie. There's nothing good about this at all.
Okay, Dennis.
Let's get back to work. Ronnie.
I have to thank you, man. You know, like, I felt like shit this morning, and now you show me I don't need to take things so seriously. So, you know,
don't take it serious.
We got a fucking meaningless existence.
Sometimes it don't mean shit.
Who cares, though, right?
Who cares? That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. And you know what? I'm just glad that I finally have
a partner in crime, man.
Oh, wow, man. You dropped the P-bomb on me, man. It feels so good to hear you say that, man. I've never had a partner. I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care. You can't catch me. You can't catch me. Oh, but you ain't seen the best part yet, man, because when everybody leaves this place, I'll rob the shit out of this motherfucker.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, I steal what, man? I steal shit.
You're the one that's been robbing the mall?
I got the code from the security camera.
In front of my face?
Right in front of your fucking face. You guys didn't even realize it. Ronnie, this is beautiful.
Dennis, I can't be a part of this.
I thought you said you were my partner, though.
No, but I can't do that.
What has this place ever done for you, man? Don't you see that, like, people see us as jokes? Doesn't that hurt your feelings?
Yeah. Yeah, it really does, but I can't.
Fine, suit yourself, Ronnie. You know, you could be a slave. I already told you. I'm a motherfucking outlaw.
Please stop, Dennis. We're best friends, man. Let's just stop this. We'll go get a beer. You know, let's just pretend this never happened. I won't say a fucking word about this, man. Let's just go.
Ronnie, you right. Ronnie, you was right as hell. What was I thinking? Like, robbing a mall and taking jewelry and stuff. I'm like, what's all that about?
I don't know, man.
You're right, man. Let's go get a beer.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, man. And honestly, I will never say a word about this to anyone.
Man,
you know,
I
people
really
make mistakes.
It,
no, it's no problem,
you're
man.
You're a real good friend.
Like you said, man. We're friends, you know? So that's just how... Fuck, Dennis. How could you, man?
From a different design, and if you don't know, now you know it.
Let my work through the Alabama praying for.
Inside the bubble, does your head ever give you trouble? It's no sin. Trade it in.
How could you not know it was Dennis? And then how could you be so stupid as to let him get away and in the fucking raffle car of all things?
Well, may I speak now?
Go ahead.
I found this. That's the pervert's penis. He's still in this mall. He's just laying low, waiting for a new opportunity to pounce.
All right, well, I'll turn this over to the police.
You will not give that to the police. I don't think you understand, Mark. Look. I let Dennis get away. That's something I'll have to live with. But finding out whose penis that is my last shot at redemption.
Let's just hope he doesn't show up again, all right?
Oh, he's coming back. He's coming back quick, and he's coming back hard.
What are you talking about, Ronnie?
I'm talking about deep cover, Mark. I'm talking about black ops shit. I'm talking about going off the grid completely. I'm going to be a specter of an invisible man. I'm just a regular guy in the mall. I got no rules to follow. Just got myself and my instinct.
Are you fucking retarded, Ronnie?
Ronnie doesn't even exist. My name is Gil Jacobson. Just your average mall customer. I came to the Forest Ridge Mall to do some personal shopping. Hey, you know where any sales are? This is my mall. It's a place of beauty. A place of purity. It's a place where lost souls can find a home.
Fuck you, Ronnie! Nice hat, you stupid motherfucker!
I believe every man has a path laid out before him, and my path is a righteous one. For I've been chosen to be the protector and the destroyer. I live by a code. My own invention, but a code nonetheless. And I follow it to the fucking T. Danger lurks in the darkness waiting to pounce. And it's my duty to face that danger and stare it in its godless eyes.
Mandy!
Mandy!
Shit out of me! Yeah! Yeah!
Tell me again! Tell me
thinking her, thinking her, thinking her. My body has become a weapon. I am an instrument of protection and justice. I am the hammer in the right hand of all that is good. How could you do this to me? I love you, you fucking bitch! You just made me blow my cover.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey.
Mark's looking for you. He's really pissed about the altercation in cosmetics. He's talking about calling the cops. So you should probably just get going, man. This is gonna get really weird.
Ronnie Barnhart's not here. But if he was here, he'd say that if Mark wants him to leave this fucking mall, it will be over Ronnie's dead fucking body. In these dark times, people need something to believe in. I believe that good will win through in the end. It's only a matter of time until the clouds part and the sun shines down. Wait, I gotta start that again. It's only a matter of time until the clouds part and the sun shines down. They'll be here soon, and my mission will be complete. I will leave a mark so big that it will be felt for years to come, and history will remember my name. There's no turning back. I must stand fast in my resolve. The world has no use for another scared man. Right now, the world needs a fucking hero.
Ronnie, what are you doing?
Thought we were allies, Harrison. I thought we were brothers of the badge. How the fuck do you sleep at night?
Come on, let's do this the easy way, all right? You just come outside and we'll talk all about it, all right?
Can't do that.
Let's go. We'll talk about it outside, but you gotta get out of here.
You can go outside. This is my world.
We don't want to hurt you, Ronnie. You want to get hurt?
You didn't bring enough pigs to hurt me.
You sure about that?
Why don't we find out, huh?
All right, go get him.
Yeah.
Birdie. What's on the agenda for today?
I don't know. Maybe look for a job or something.
I know it's hard, but try look on the bright side. You may not be the smartest person in the world, but you're handsome from certain angles, and you know, more importantly, you've got dreams inside of you, and dreams make you special, and no matter what the world throws at you, it can never take your dreams away.
What are you talking about, Mom?
I don't know. I'm drunk. I just know mothers are supposed to say stuff like that to their children when they're sad, and so I tried.
You're right. You're right. That's exactly what you're supposed to say.
Ronnie, the other night when I soiled my pants, you know, I was expecting for you to come home and find me and clean me up, and I thought you'd be there to take care of me, so I passed out on the floor and didn't worry. And most people would have thrown me away by now. But not you, Ronnie.
I do it because I love you, Mom.
I just want you to know I'm ready to make a change.
You're gonna stop drinking?
I'm switching to beer. I can pound those all day and still keep my shit together. And I'm doing it for you.
I'm so proud of you, Mom.
I'm so proud of you. And you know what? This is a new day, and we're going to get through it. Oh, just remembering, this postcard came for you the other day.
What's up, Mofacko? How's your dick hanging? Lo, I hope. I just wanted to write you and say that, you know, I really am sorry for the way shit, like, went down and stuff. My bad. My blunder. I just want you to know that you really are my best friend. The problem is, I'm a criminal, man. Doesn't care. And your crime is, you care too much. Regardless of our differences, I hope you know that I always respected you. It's not every day that you meet somebody that stands for something in this world. Anyway, no hard feelings, okay? If you ever want to party, just get your ass to Mexico. The beer is cool and the girls are wet. Sincerely, your right-hand man. Love, Dennis Chavante.
Hey there, stranger.
Got your cast off.
Yeah. Got my hair done, too. Hey, I heard what happened. Are you okay?
Yeah, that was... I'm like, you know, I'm like a cat. I always land on my feet. I'm A-okay.
I got you a coffee.
Hmm. Hey, well, how much do I owe you, then? Is it $1?
You don't have to pay for it. You can just take it.
It's really nice of you. I appreciate it, but... the whole reason I came here today was to come buy a cup of coffee, pay for it, out of my own pocket, and I've just been kind of waiting out here. I need to accept that there's no more free coffee. Not now. Not ever. I just, you know, when I come to this mall, I pay for my coffee just like a regular customer. fucker!
He's okay.
Shit, really?
Get out of the way!
Oh, Jared, get out of the way! Stay down, motherfucker!
Got your back, Ronnie.
All right, I need to call an ambulance.
Nope. This sack of shit is mine. Hold my peace. Take him to the station myself. Get up, motherfucker!
Hey, Ronnie.
Come on!
Ronnie? Good job.
Fuck you! And if anyone here wants a girl to have sex with you and then to fuck your enemy, go to Brandy! Cause she's the girl that does that!
Myself to blame.
Caught the pervert.
Someone get a paramedic. Hurry up.
All right. I want everyone to know Ronnie Barnhart caught the pervert, not the fucking police.
Good job, Ronnie. You caught a pervert.
You can take your fucking badge and your gun, and you can shove them up your fucking butt, because I don't need that shit to know who the fuck I am. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck every one of you. I win.
Oh, I could love you.
Way to go, Ronnie.
If I could let you stay.
Ronnie Barnhart, head of mall security here at the Forest Ridge Mall. Ronnie is the man who brought the Forest Ridge Mall flasher to justice.
We caught the flasher. Yes!
All is back to normal?
I'd say better than normal, actually. Personal life is going fantastic. I met a girl right over there. She has made a promise to God that she won't have sex before marriage, but that's a promise I intend on making her break.
We
Gather around, you guys.